You are listening to World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. It's been 5 years since My Morning Jacket released their last album, The Waterfall. It came out in 2015, which is technically not that long ago, but these days you might agree, 2015 feels like a lifetime ago. It might be a lifetime you'd like to return to for a while too, somewhere to escape the madness of 2020. And with their new album, The Waterfall 2, My Morning Jacket lets you do just that. The Waterfall 2 is a collection of songs recorded at the same sessions as that 2015 album in an isolated oceanside studio in Northern California. Today, you'll hear live performances of a few of those songs by the whole band, and I sit down with frontman Jim James to talk about where this music came from, the nature that inspires him, and why this was the right time to release this album. Now, if you can, lay back, close your eyes, and enjoy this performance of Feel You, recorded live by My Morning Jacket for World Cafe.
Are we undercover? What's left to see? Trying to discover how it came to be. In a past life, feel alone.
Yeah.
That is Feel You, performed live by My Morning Jacket. It's from their recently released album, The Waterfall 2. And today, Jim James of My Morning Jacket is with me. Jim, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So nice to have you. The World Cafe crew is kind of scattered right now. We're making the show from our homes, talking to you over video chat. Where exactly am I speaking to you right now?
I am in Louisville, Kentucky right now. Yeah, everybody's at home, trapped at home.
Yeah, I've been asking most of my guests over the last few months how they've been dealing with the pandemic and the lockdowns. And that's kind of an important part of the story around the release of this album, The Waterfall 2. So I'm going to give just a little bit of background first. My Morning Jacket released an album called The Waterfall in 2015. The songs on this record that was just released are from that same recording session. And back when The Waterfall came out, you guys mentioned you almost made it a double album with all of the songs on it. You hinted at eventually releasing them. That didn't happen until now, 5 years later. I understand you were out for a walk when you realized that now was the right time to put this music out into the world. So could you tell us what happened?
Yeah, we had so many songs, and for a minute there, when we released The Waterfall, yeah, it was going to be almost like a triple or quadruple record because there's just like so many songs. And I was kind of, I thought that would be funny. You know, it'll be funny. There'll be like 1,000 songs, you know, but then we kind of talked about it more and we were like, you know, it probably would just be overwhelming. So we held the songs back, and I always thought it'd be really cool to like release The Waterfall 2 like 20 years later or something, you know, like an extraordinary amount of time later, you know, after we're all dead and gone or whatever. They're like, here's The Waterfall 2.
The lost album.
Yeah, because we were already kind of moving ahead and working on a new record or whatever, you know, but I've always loved these songs so much. So they've always been like an equal part of the album, you know. They're not like a B-sides or an afterthought. But yeah, I was taking a walk maybe a couple weeks into the quarantine. And if you remember, it's like quarantine, I mean, now it feels like it's been like 20 years or whatever. But in those first couple weeks, it was all so psychedelic and jarring and sad. And, you know, it was like the world was ending. And I mean, it still feels like that. But I was
taking a walk. But we're used to it
now. Yeah, yeah. I was taking a walk and, yeah, spinning my wheels. I put my phone on shuffle a lot when I don't know what I want to listen to. And one of the funny results of that sometimes is that it'll play my songs too or whatever, you know, that are in my iTunes. And spinning my wheels came up and I was like, oh man, I forgot about this, you know, like I just enjoyed hearing it again. So I pulled all the rest of the songs up and just started listening to them, and they quickly fell into this sequence. And so I kind of emailed everybody and I was like, you know what, let's release this now. Cause instead of feeling sad and powerless that we can't be touring and we can't be releasing new music, we do have this cool, beautiful record that we all love. And this would be a way for us to like not only reconnect hopefully with our fans, but with ourselves as a band too. It was really fun reconnecting and talking about the songs and, you know, getting the artwork ready and all that stuff. It's been really a really cool process.
I'm speaking to Jim James of My Morning Jacket on World Cafe today. We're going to hear My Morning Jacket perform the song that Jim heard on shuffle during his walk, Spinning My Wheels. And the phrase spinning my wheels usually means that you're, you know, going nowhere. But there are some lyrics in this song, like risking my life for the sake of the song or hypnotized by endless traveling, that make it sound like it might be about touring. You wrote this song back in 2015. Where was your head at when you wrote it? Do you remember?
Yeah, that's one of the songs that I really remember. I was just feeling really frustrated one night. And, you know, I'm sure lots of people have felt this way where just nothing you do feels right. You know, it's like being on tour didn't feel right. Being at home didn't feel right. This relationship was ending that I was in. Like everything was everywhere. And I felt like I was just stuck. And I remember that night I tried to force myself to go out and have fun, you know, and like I tried to go to the show, but I was just like in this mood and I couldn't, you know. And I went home and as I was driving home, the song started just coming in my head, and I went in and sat at the piano and it all just came out. But I wanted to make it go to a hopeful place, you know, at the end of the song, of being like, you know, okay, I'm done spinning my wheels. I'm going to find a new way and a new direction. And I did. But yeah, you know, just those moments sometimes, I know everybody feels that way sometimes, where you're just like, every turn you make, just isn't working.
This is My Morning Jacket with Spinning My Wheels on World Cafe. Recorded live for World Cafe, that was My Morning Jacket performing Spinning My Wheels. It's from their recently released album, The Waterfall 2. My guest today is Jim James from My Morning Jacket. I'm Raina Duras. Another project that you worked on over the last couple of years was a record you made with Teddy Abrams called The Order of Nature. And for those who don't know, maybe you could explain who Teddy Abrams is.
Yeah, Teddy is, thanks for asking about that. Teddy is the conductor of the Louisville Orchestra. And so we had been talking for a couple of years about wanting to do something together. And then, yeah, we finally did it. And that was another thing that was cut short by COVID, because we still had shows to play for that, for the Order of Nature. And that's a really cool thing with orchestras. And Teddy, it's like we can roll into any town and play the album with any orchestra, you know, because Teddy gives them the sheet music and he walks them through it and conducts it. And instantly, you know, we got to do a couple shows like that before COVID canceled the rest of the shows. And it was just like, I mean, I knew that orchestras could do that, but you kind of forget until you're standing there on stage and you're like, whoa, like these people have never played these songs before. And here we, you know, here's a whole orchestra playing these songs, you know, and now we're playing them. You know, it's like, it was such a beautiful experience.
Walking into making something with an orchestra, was there anything that you were, you know, nervous about doing?
Not really. I mean, it was really fun because Teddy, I wrote the songs or chose the songs or whatever, but then Teddy orchestrated them. So he was the one that made all the decisions about who's doing what and who's playing what. So that was just really fascinating to let go of that part, because I really let him take that. And he's such a brilliant mind and such a brilliant composer and conductor that, you know, he was like, I think he was thinking I'd be like, well, I don't, in the third bar, I don't like that flugelhorn or whatever. But he like played me the things and I was like, wow, okay, great. You know, it was that easy.
We're going to listen to the track that opens the album, the song Walking in the Snow. What can you tell us about this song?
Walking in the Snow. Well, that was kind of the central theme of the Order of Nature. It's just thinking about how in nature, hatred doesn't exist. You know, like an animal may kill another animal because it's hungry, or, you know, things like that may happen in nature. But animals and plants and trees don't have this capacity to hate like we do, you know. And you know, as we've seen, hatred, unfortunately, lately, it just seems like it's growing stronger and stronger. And it's so scary. And, you know, so many of us are asking, you know, why can't we unlock the key to getting past this hatred, you know? And for me, a lot of that is nature. You know, I feel like when I go into nature and hike, I just feel more in tune with the universe. And I think people don't realize how far out of tune we've gotten with nature, you know, because we're so bound to our computers and we're so bound to our phones. And I think a lot of people forget to go outside and even take a walk around the block.
Well, listen, if you're on your phone right now or if you're looking at social media right now, put it down, turn it off. We're going to listen to this song from the album The Order of Nature by Jim James and Teddy Abrams of the Louisville Orchestra. This is Walking in the Snow on World Cafe.
Still reaching for the sun, reaching for sunlight. Ice melts to water. Life in the dawning of love universal, the order of nature. Hate has nowhere to grow, nowhere to grow.
Jim James, Teddy Abrams, and the Louisville Orchestra with Walking in the Snow from the 2019 album The Order of Nature. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, speaking with Jim James today. Jim, you're somebody who is deeply inspired by the natural world. My Morning Jacket's 2015 album, The Waterfall, and The Waterfall 2, which just came out this July, came from the same studio sessions that happened in a pretty special place. Could you describe Panoramic House in Stinson Beach, where you recorded these albums?
Oh, God, it is so beautiful. And, yeah, it breaks my heart to think of it being covered in smoke right now, you know, and the wildfires raging. It sits on the ocean by Stinson Beach. And when they opened the studio, we were one of the first bands to record there, and they were trying to figure out stuff. So we got a really good deal so we could stay a super long time. So we stayed a really long time and did all these songs. And nature was such a big part of it because, we would take walks in the morning on the beach or go hiking in the woods and really a lot of the music came out of walking in like mere woods in my mind. You know, a lot of these riffs and solos and stuff were born. I feel like the trees gave them to me. You know, it's like that's how powerful nature is to me, because I'll have a song. Feel You is a song I think about a lot when I think about the woods out there, because I had the basic verses and choruses or whatever, but a lot of the guitar riffs and a lot of the instrumentation and the flow of the song, I'll never forget, like, just walking through Muir Woods and being, like, in awe of the trees and hearing, like, all these little riffs and stuff coming out of the trees, and just unbelievably powerful.
Yeah, I really wanted to ask you about this, and it took me a while to figure out how to even, like, ask this question because it feels so heady, but what you were just saying about, you know, you're looking at these trees, they're giving you these riffs. So much of your music has a very, has an atmosphere around it. And it seems like you're somebody who's able to sort of translate what you're seeing into what you're hearing or what you want to play. And I was just wondering if you could go, like, a little deeper into that. If when you are walking through the woods, what's going on in your head?
I mean, that is one of the most magical things about music and life, you know, is that so much of life, you can't put it into words. You can't describe it. You know, it's like, why do you love somebody? You know, why do you love a certain spot in nature? You know, you can say these descriptors about it or whatever, but at the heart of it, you really can't understand it. And that's one thing that with music, you know, Tom Waits had this really cool quote about music where he said, like, everybody loves music, but you want music to love you, you know? And I thought that was really cool because when you get music, it really does feel like this loving thing, you know, because you get this gift from the universe and you're like, where did this come from? And like, how was I lucky enough to receive it, you know? So it's like always like a that is one thing where I'm really grateful for technology, just having a voice memo on my phone, you know, so no matter where I am, I can pull my phone out and sing the idea that I just got so I don't forget it. But it is really crazy if you don't hold on to those gifts, they pass you by, you know, it's like, and they float through the cosmos and who knows where they end up, you know, but I do think we're all linked, you know, it's like I think we're all feeling that now with all the suffering in the world. Even if you're not directly suffering, you still are, you know, linked to everybody else who's suffering. So that same concept, I feel like, applies with nature. It's like nature communicates with us more than we'll ever know, you know, on a daily basis. I mean, for me, it's music. But for all of us, we are receiving information from nature every day that we don't even know. You know, we can't even put words or descriptions to it. And I think we need to pay more attention to that.
Yeah. It's like we try to separate ourselves from this thing that we are a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking to Jim James of My Morning Jacket on World Cafe. The last song we're going to hear My Morning Jacket perform is called Welcome Home. It's on the recently released The Waterfall 2, came out this past July, but it's been floating around the universe for a lot longer than that. This performance was recorded in Mexico at My Morning Jacket's One Big Holiday Festival in 2014. Now, since we can't, you know, we can't go to live shows right now, we can't see a live for real right now, maybe we can all close our eyes and imagine what it was like. Jim, could you set the scene for us before we hear this song?
Well, gosh, I mean, being down in Mexico is so beautiful. You know, it's so by the ocean and, you know, just really good vibes, really people having fun and enjoying each other's company and enjoying music. Us, you know, being in a beautiful place like that, all for music, you know, it's like that's something that we're all really missing right now, you know, the idea that you could much less drive around the corner to your favorite bar or whatever and see some music, but, you know, travel to Mexico and be on the beach and see music. It's like, God, you know, like, can't wait till we can do that again.
Okay, well, let's take a listen. In this performance, you're outside, you're in Mexico, you're at One Big Holiday. It's Welcome Home from My Morning Jacket on World Cafe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. All the colors, all the leaves, all the love that comes to me. welcome home. All the times we had to fight just to find I was wrong, but you still write a letter to me saying, welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. All this time we were waiting for you, with an old love you can't ignore. Now welcome home.
That was My Morning Jacket, a performance from 2014 of their song Welcome Home, which you will find on their latest release, The Waterfall 2. Jim James of My Morning Jacket has been my guest today. Jim, is there anything that you would go back, if you could, and tell the, 2014 version of Jim James? Is there anything you'd want to say to him?
Make peace with death. Enjoy life while you can. You know, don't waste it, Jim. Don't take any moment for granted. You know, it's like, everything is precious, and we've seen that in this pandemic. As things are slowly ripped away, you know, it's like, and you don't realize till it's too late. So I feel like we've got to all kind of remember that, you know, like we can't take anything for granted because everything can be taken away. You know, people, whenever I hear people say it can't get any worse, I'm like, you have no idea. Sure it can, you know, if you don't take advantage of life and if you don't stand up for what's right and try to cherish life, it can all be taken away.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, speaking with Jim James of My Morning Jacket today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more on the World Cafe.